from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What? It is.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Trillville Thursday here, midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Let you hear a little bit more from Kirk Cousins, as well as some of the other big stories from around the league. Midday grab bag of questions. No Abe. Coming up at 12:20. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
Damn, Dan Jackson at the podium. Dan Jackson still in Georgia. Dan
I mean, at a certain point.
At a certain point, Dan.
If you've been around long enough, they give you a podium.
Yeah, damn, Dan Jackson been at damn Georgia since all. I think Dan came in when I was leaving. Yeah,
I think you guys were teammates, right?
Damn, Dan's still hanging around. Go ahead, Dan Potter.
You know what? But it's so funny because this era of college football, where everybody gets that extra year, yeah. And there's so much different eligibility, and it just seems like it lasts forever. It does feel like some of these guys have been like that dude Cam Rising is going to be the quarterback at Utah this year.
8 years,
they might win the Big 12.
Eight years,
like Cam Rising might finally make the college ball playoff. When he came in, the BCS didn't even exist. There wasn't even a national championship game. He's seen it through the BCS era, the 4-team playoff, onto the 12-team playoff. His team's maybe finally going to get in this year. Yeah. 37 years old.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. I'm NFL no huddle, but you know, now it's who's in. We talked about it all the time, five in, five out, and everything. And I think a lot of people are bullish on Detroit. Detroit has 14 dome games this year.
Okay, that's good.
That is great. Out of 17 games,
it's good for a team that plays inside. Freezing cold.
Yes, you got 14 games, and that offense indoors is just you know.
Yeah.
But when I saw that this morning, I was like, damn, that is a very interesting as hell.
Good stat.
That's a 14 dome games. Yeah. Obviously, they play in a dome, and then you got to go two to Minnesota.
So that means they play three games outside.
Yes. So in Chicago, Green Bay.
Chicago, Green Bay.
And then
– who knows?
I don't know where the
one other one, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's just like when you – playing to your strength, they got everybody coming back, got the best offensive line, a happy offensive line because everybody got paid.
Yep.
You get Jameson back after an off season because remember last year he was suspended and everything. And then, I mean, we talk about Amon. Yeah, he whines and everything like that, but the dude is a straight up baller.
He's a great player.
They got a hell of a tight end. They got two dope runs. We saw Montgomery yesterday along with Jameer. And if Jared Goff is protected, dude, and then they went and helped out Carlton. They got Carlton in secondary. And then they kept their coordinators.
They did. I know nobody left.
Yeah.
They interviewed around.
Yeah.
Nobody left. I know it's a great culture in the coaching staff. They got a lot of talent, no doubt. I think they're really, really good.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying them as a Super Bowl representative from the 49ers still exist.
I know, but it seems like it might be some turmoil.
It does. Yeah. It does. They're definitely having some training camp, like salary stuff.
Right.
I don't know. Losses like that linger sometimes.
Yeah, man.
You know, like bad decision losses in big moments linger.
You still think he's going to coach like that?
Yeah. I don't think he knows any other way.
I don't know any other way either.
I think Kyle Shanahan's going to coach like that until the wheels fall off.
No, I'm talking about Dan Campbell.
Oh, Dan Campbell. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we're going for two.
Yeah. He's going for two.
It's a penalty. You got to back it up. Oh, no, right. Stay out of their offense.
Go for two again.
Go for two again.
All right. We have one more bite at the apple. They've given us one more chance. I don't care. Go for two another time. Right.
All right, man.
I know. It's one of those things where it's like, all right, I've done it this way and gotten this far. I'm not going to change.
Right.
But as Saban and other greats have shown, like, the ability to change when you've gotten that far is the thing that keeps you that far or gets you over that final hump. Yeah, it's wild. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. And today, for the first time in a lot of days, there's actually a football game to be played. The Hall of Fame game is tonight. The Bears are taking on the Texans in Canton, Ohio. Obviously, the most interesting part of the Hall of Fame game is that the Hall of Famers will be inducted this weekend.
Yes.
But there'll be some football on TV tonight, which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. I mean, you get to see them dressed up in the pretty outfits and everything like that. As my daughter.
Yeah, pretty much.
My daughter, when Kyle was a little bitty baby, Dad, I like your outfits. Your football outfits. So, yes. When she said, was your little girl.
You played for some good uniform teams, though.
Yeah, that's my little girl. Kyle used to say, Daddy, I like your football outfit. It's very pretty. Thank you, my love. But, yeah, I mean,
what team were you on at the time?
Chargers. She loved that. She loved the Chargers.
It's one of the best uniforms.
She loved the Chargers outfit. Yeah,
she was right.
You got me calling it a damn outfit. Yeah, she loved when Daddy wore the powder blue jerseys.
There you go.
But, yeah, I mean, like you were saying, yeah. See, we're going to see Jay Stroud. We're going to see Caleb Williams and those boys. But no. I just always view it, and we've always talked about this, you know, when people talk, ain't nobody going to watch it. And I'm like, it's not even the point of that.
People are going to watch it.
It's just, you know, these kids, until being out there on that sideline, Andy, and watching those kids play is the greatest thing ever. Going in the locker room.
Oh, I bet.
Going in the locker room. You know you're not going to play. Going in the locker room and watching them take pictures of their jersey and everything, their NFL jersey with their last name on the back of it. It's just one of the coolest things ever, man. Yeah. You're going to get to see a lot of those guys play and go out there and try to win your damn job.
Yeah.
Jobs have been won in the preseason every single year. Remember, we talked to Terry Fontenot yesterday about it. Woo, boy, he looked good in them shorts. Boy, look at him. You put them pads on. You strap them things up. It's different. But when you strap them things up against somebody else, you'd be amazed how many times I've seen dudes that come in hot, just, damn, you're not going to make it. But that other jersey put on, and it's not the same player. It's so amazing when you see that. And like Terry Fontenot
was talking about yesterday. When the lights come on.
When them lights come on and that jersey different. And is it a different jersey across from you? Then you see. Yeah, I'm excited to watch it.
I can't wait.
It's football.
I can't wait. Kirk Cousins on this radio station, the morning show earlier today, they got a chance to catch up with him and chat with him yesterday, played the interview on the show earlier. Here he is talking about his health.
Even since the last time I spoke here, I think it's stronger, more athletic, more dynamic. So I think the thought of play football to rehab it has been a great plan because I think that's what I need. And I still got more to go, but I'm moving well and able to play the position. I took off today during a little 2-minute period, was able to run and felt no worse for the wear, felt like I was still moving well. So I think I might have given Coach Rob a bit of a heart attack, but I felt good, so he can rest assured knowing that.
He said that he took off. Oh, ran.
Yeah, okay. Took off. Yeah,
took out
broke out of the pocket and rolled right.
That's why I say he took off. Took off at Kirk Cousins. Don't say the same thing.
Is that Michael Vick?
Yeah. Kirk Cousins took off.
Oh, no, it's Kirk Cousins.
Well, I prefer you say I took off. Maybe you took off the drill and went over there and let Michael Penix go. But you say you took off running.
No,
I mean,
man,
he
had to get outside the pocket and make something happen.
Yeah.
I bet all of them. Anytime he starts doing stuff like that, they're like,
oh, yeah. But I'm like,
dude,
man, like the
relax.
Luckily, when I get to work, when we're up there, I get there right at part of team practice. I get to see the whole thing. I ain't got time watching one-on-ones and all that other crap. I get there when they're playing.
That's what Abe's for.
When they're exactly. That's what Abe's for, to come tell me what happened. I'm there to watch the team parts of it. And a couple times when I was the last time we were up there, a lot of bootlegs. Uh-huh. Had him out there on the run, moving the pocket and things like that. He looks good. And, yeah, him running. Like I said, if he runs in a game,
if he runs in a game, something bad
But
happens.
In practice, if something happens and somebody hits him or something, then all hell gonna break loose.
There's also a difference between him, like, breaking out of a pocket and scrambling for 15, which probably won't happen, and him rolling right on a designed bootleg. You know what I mean? Like, those are very different things.
When he...
He also says his Achilles got more athletic.
He said when
awesome.
He took off.
I'm going to make my Achilles more athletic somehow. Here's Terry Fontenot talking about another guy who's been banged up over the last couple of years, how Kyle Pitts is looking.
He looks really good. He's and look, it's all about, y'all know it, it's all about relationships. And I'll tell you what, in a short offseason, these coaches have done a really good job, from Raheem to Zach to Koger. They've built a really strong relationship where there's already real trust throughout the whole roster, but they're really close with Kyle, and to where they can coach him hard and coach him the right way. And I know he's working on all the aspects of the blocking, working on everything, but he's done some really good things. Mm-hmm. He's flying around and playing with a lot of confidence.
Well, I mean, Kyle's so valuable to what they want to do, and he has been healthy, and he looks good out there running around. He is a matchup nightmare because big, fast, athletic, and things like that. And when he's right, and he looks right so far to me when I've seen him out there at camp, I mean, this is going to be an added benefit to Kirk Cousins and the offense.
Yeah. It's something that hasn't existed ever in his career so far. I mean, the first year he was still a rookie, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now he's got the actual knowledge of –
what's he doing?
Playing in the league.
Yeah.
He's as healthy as he's been since he was a rookie.
Thank you.
And he has a good quarterback again. So, like, it's been a minute since we've actually seen that mixture of ingredients for Kyle Pitts. And, you know, there's a variety of reasons why the last couple of years didn't go the way that he wanted them to. None of that really matters now. Like, all the stuff you could want, he's got.
Yeah, I mean, the
and
dude has.
So it's got
to
be good.
The physical tools that he has to go along with being able to play the game, you know, from the neck up, it's when he learns, when he gets all that, and that's what comes with experience and everything like that, this dude could be unstoppable. That's how good I think he can possibly be. Now, I don't know how much he's going to line up as the hand down, wide tight end, and all those different things. He's going to be all over the place. I can tell you that.
Good.
All over the place.
Yeah, and get him the ball as much as possible, as long as he's healthy. I want to hear Russell Wilson talking about being Justin Fields' mentor.
Yeah, I think, you know, more than anything else, we've known each other for some years now. And, you know, I've always tried to be a mentor in some way to him. You know, we've always texted, called, whatever it may be in the past. And same thing now. You know, I'm just, you know, I believe that when you give as much knowledge that I have or experience or gone through, you know, it comes back in return for you in the long run. You know, we're a team. We're always trying to work to get better together. And, you know, everything that every rep that he's taking, I'm learning. Vice versa, every rep that I'm taking, he's learning. And all the other quarterbacks as well. And when we're not in there, we're just processing from the drill work. We're always talking and communicating. So I think that's a critical thing to being successful as a team.
All right.
Best guess, he's been his mentor for years.
All right.
This dates back pre-Pittsburgh. I'm almost like a second dad.
Yeah, really. All right.
And it's been going on for a long time.
Well, I mean, the thing with Russ is Russ better get his ass back out there. Now, I do not think that Justin Fields has surpassed Russ in this quarterback, whatever you want to call it. He's getting the reps and everything because Russ has been out. I don't get the sense, and this is just from reading the people that actually covered him, not Grandma Basement Pittsburgh guy, that Justin is doing well, but Justin isn't doing the little consistent things. Flash plays all day. It's everything else that goes in with it. But, yeah, I mean, Russ is he's giving out knowledge. All right.
Yeah, man.
All right.
You need
we all learn from somebody. Like, I had a mentor. He wasn't in competition with me for the job, but he played tight end before. But, I mean.
Hey, it's always good to lean on your elders.
Always good, man.
You know?
I don't like that elder stuff.
I don't think we value the elders in this society as much as
like
we should.
I don't like that elder stuff.
Man. I do. Right. I can't wait to be one. But then also,
why do you want to be an elder?
Because elders know stuff.
Dude, you're 39 years old.
I don't know nothing.
Whatever, dog. You done seen life.
I know a couple things more than I used to know.
Like what? But to be a dad.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm still learning that one.
Dude.
We're working on it.
I mean,
we're doing our best.
You're always broadening and shining and all of those stuff.
And then once you get to be an elder, then you're broad and shiny.
That's not true.
What are you?
Because then you learn from the young folks. Like, I'm learning from the young folks.
Yeah, yeah, you always got to stay learning.
You always got to stay learning.
You got to stay learning.
And that's the positive about that. Stay learning.
Just saying, we got to value our elders more.
I agree with you, man. Again, and we talked about this because you have all these people thinking that I'm going to beat up an elderly person, which is not true.
You might.
I would never beat up an elderly person. We've had this conversation before.
Unless.
Ain't no less in it. Ain't no less in it.
There isn't?
No, no more lessons.
Really? Grandpa Rufus hits you in the back of the knee with the cane? What happens?
Excuse me, sir. You do know that you just hit me in the back of the leg with the cane.
Yeah, I know. So, get out of my way.
And I will move out of your way.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm out of
your way. A new leaf has been turned.
Yes.
The evolving continues.
I can't beat up no old man.
You like my old Rufus voice?
Yeah, it was pretty good,
actually.
Wasn't bad.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get you a midday grab bag of questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The Game. Let's go.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back page with Bo/Olympic update coming up in about 20 minutes. We're sitting here watching the...
I guess the all-around?
Yeah, the U.S. Yeah. Women's Gymnastics team. I guess all of the gymnastics teams. But yeah. Warm up for the individual all-around, which is today.
Yeah.
Sunny
Lee.
Another opportunity for... Simone to win another gold.
Sunny Lee, last Olympic champion.
Right.
And then you got Simone coming in right now.
So yeah. So they're kind of like battling it out between each other.
Yeah.
You know?
They like each other, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think all of the women on the gymnastics team this year are really close.
Yeah.
And then that lady who was talking trash was on last year
so
in 2020. Yeah. I read a little bit more about some of her criticisms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's wrong. she's got a lot of wrong opinions. So there you go. You don't have to care. I've said this before. I'll say it again. It's always nice because one of the wonderful things about freedom of speech is people can say whatever they want.
Yes.
And then you can react to it however you want. That's your right. But when people say stuff so crazy that you know you never have to care about anything they ever say again.
Ever in life.
I take it as such a gift. It's like, oh, thank you. You're on the list of people I don't have to listen to. Beautiful.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah,
I don't have to, because the list of people that I like to listen to is just getting longer.
It
you know
is,
what I mean?
It is.
It's nice to get people off that list.
There's always that one, that one spoiled apple.
Yeah, one bad apple.
Yes.
Spoiled a bunch.
Yeah. Or Yeah, that one.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that one bad apple.
Is that true? Is that what happens?
I don't know. I'm not like
the bad one gets around.
You're a big apple eater.
I eat an apple every day.
Yes, you're a big apple eater. Pretty much. Am not.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, I'm not a big apple. But you just came from a doctor.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's not true.
Yeah.
Not true.
Yeah.
Sometimes even if you eat an apple every day, stuff goes wrong.
Yeah, you came from a, you just came.
But it turns out nothing was wrong. I was fine. The dye just wanted to get checked out.
That's perfect. Okay, we don't need no. We are not
dying to get felt up.
We are not rehashing that damn thing. We're not rehashing that conversation last time.
Man, it was a professional. It was a trained professional.
It don't matter. It don't matter what it is.
Sure it does.
It does not. It did not have to be done.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to be safe. It definitely matters, though.
Dude.
Like, there's a big difference between a trained professional giving you a checkup to make sure you're okay and going to a truck stop and just asking some guy to grab your junk. There's
definitely a difference. Obviously, duh. One has it on a medical coat.
Yeah. And the other guy might just be a weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you said it doesn't matter. It does matter.
No, but I mean,
of course it matters.
What I mean is this. All right? It don't, okay? You should have got checked out. Perfect.
No, I had
to. You had to because you were feeling abnormal.
Yeah.
Fine.
Felt
go,
weird.
Go check that. Fine. That's all.
And all the dudes out there should.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
We got to be more in tune with our health, guys. Don't be too tough for your own good.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree with that. All right. I'm getting a physical next week.
There you go.
I'm getting a physical next week.
See, so I've rubbed off on you.
No, you did rub up on me. She did. All right. She booked it. I didn't book nothing. But yes, I got to go get a physical next week. Now, I'm perfectly fine with doing it. There's everything is going to be fine. I'm getting blood pressure, everything
of course it
checked
is.
Out. You just ain't touching me.
Oh.
No.
But that's part of it.
No, it ain't.
How are they going to know?
I don't know. Hey, dog, check my joints.
That's not the joints worried about.
Check my blood pressure.
They know how your joints are. They're arthritic.
Check my blood, pressure and everything, all right? They tell me they got this new thing where they check your colon without having to.
They got that new thing. They got a new thing for that?
No, to check your prostate thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, but it's not the old way of the way that I used to be scared to do it.
Yeah, with the glove.
Yeah, it's a lot different.
The KY?
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Okay.
It's a lot different.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, you let me know how that goes?
I will.
Seriously, though, guys.
Yeah, go get yourself checked out, man.
Get yourself checked out.
Because I'm one of them that never wanted to, and I was never going to until they told me about this new thing that they had going on. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be.
It's not invasive. That's what the doctor told me.
That's what you want to avoid in life.
That's what he told me. And I was like, he asked, what's wrong? I told him why I didn't want to do it and everything. He said, well, Mr. McMichael, we have this new thing and everything, so you don't have to worry about this. So, cool.
All right.
I'm all in now.
Good to know.
All in, baby.
Good to know. Good to go. You're all in, but the doctor won't have to be.
Exactly.
All right. Let's get to the midday grab bag of questions. Hey, Bo. Or who's this? Day-Day doing it? Who's doing it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I got you. I was just listening in on this colonoscopy conversation that's happening.
Look, man.
I guess they don't need to invade.
Right.
But Day-Day was saying they actually put him all the way under, too. But he was just in a laying down position when they did it.
Because Day-Day is the oldest of all of us. He turned 50 this year, so he's had all these things checked out, I assume.
Yes. You know, it's also about that time for me to have, you know, some of that stuff done. But
You're no spring chicken.
Why you call that man no spring chicken?
He's not.
Well, you know, I'm 2 years older than you, right?
Yeah, so. I mean, you guys are all my elders, which is why I have so much respect
for
you.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, man. But like, I mean.
Okay, guys. You guys are all quite old, and I respect it.
I don't know about quite old. You ever really say it like that?
Hey, man. Hey.
I'm just a lot younger than all you guys. You're
the same age as my girlfriend. So.
So what?
You said you're the same age as my girlfriend.
What?
So you're not like creepily old.
So good
younger?
For you. You're robbing the cradle. I'm proud of you.
Hey, you're the same age as my wife.
Good for you. You're robbing the cradle too.
Same age as my wife. Yeah.
So what's been your favorite single moment of the first week of Olympic action?
This is so a question.
It is.
Watching the... go ahead, Andy. I don't even want to get in. I don't want to participate in an obvious Abe question.
Why?
Do you have a favorite moment?
But you've enjoyed some of it so far.
Not really.
Really?
Maybe it was a Bam Adebayo.
I honestly don't even know if I know how to say his name right.
No, it's been fun.
The men's gymnast who wears the glasses then takes them off when he does his
Clark
event.
Kent?
He does one event. I think his name is Steven Nedorosic or whatever. Whatever his name is. Nedorosic. Watching him enjoy life post-meddling has been incredible. Really? Like, it's like, I try to, like, there's certain things in sports that, like, you're the leader in the clubhouse in a golf tournament or something like that. You played great, and you just get to see if the field falls back to you. You're a starting pitcher who pitched great the day before, and you're at the game the next day. There's no pressure on you.
No.
You did your job yesterday. This dude won a medal in an event. Like, they weren't supposed to win a medal, and they did. And this happened, like, the first day of the Olympics. So now he's just hanging out. He's just chilling. Hanging out at the Olympics, chilling. Being a celebrity, which is, he's living it up in a way that exactly
tell you
should.
My favorite moment was my new appreciation for rugby women's jams.
Oh, see there. There you go.
Boy, that stiff arm, man.
The stiff arm was there.
It was mean.
I'm talking about the rugby yams, mm-hmm. Women's rugby yam.
It's a firm yam.
Yeah, bruh.
It's a firm.
Yeah, man.
Very like, solid muscular yam.
Highly, like that's a big squat sport.
Yeah. It did. But it moved different, though. It shakes.
Yeah.
It ain't, yeah.
It shakes, but it doesn't jiggle.
Yeah. As long as it's moving, Bo. As long as it's moving.
How has the first week of Falcons training camp done anything to adjust your expectations or thoughts on the team as a whole?
What was he watching when he was typing this question?
Or for any individual players?
What was he watching when he was typing this question?
He was probably watching one-on-ones. Drills. It's like, oh man, that was a great rep. Super Bowl. I don't know.
No,
I don't. I honestly don't know because nothing bad has happened.
Yeah, I
think
that's the biggest thing. Nothing has put you in a point where, like, oh my god, this is good. You know, because that's what I think. More or less, because this would irritate more than anything is, and our guys don't do this, so I'm fine with it. Is the clips that you have of somebody doing a bad play, mm-hmm. and then everybody perceives that one play to be. That.
Yeah.
And it's just Kirk doing interceptions. It's just the best safety in the league.
It's just so irritating to me.
Yeah.
Our guys don't do that.
For sure. I just, my expectations for this team are pretty high. And I guess seeing Kirk Cousins in person and hearing everyone talk about him, hearing him talk about himself, haven't done anything to change that. Seeing Pitts back seemingly fully healthy certainly helps. But I don't know. I think this is a double-digit win football team that should win the division.
I agree.
And that hasn't changed at all. I don't know what could have possibly happened that would have changed that.
It would have had to have been an injury or something.
Yeah, like a couple catastrophic injuries, knock on wood, don't happen. I don't know anything could have happened over the last week or so that would change it in a positive direction either. Like, what could you possibly have seen? It was like, oh, man, never mind. These guys are going to win the Super Bowl.
Watch the Kyle move.
Yeah, watch right. All that stuff has been great. Yeah. So, no, my expectations remain
if you ask this question to somebody that covers the Pittsburgh Steelers, you might get completely different answers because now you've got Fields in there taking reps with the ones.
Yeah,
got
maybe.
No Russ.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what teams in the NFL would be like. I don't know. Maybe the Ravens are like, what the hell is Lamar sick? Like,
yeah, man. He's back, though. He's back.
Yeah, he's back. Hopefully he's all right.
That bug. Did the Braves make more moves, less moves, or as many moves as you expected at the trade deadline?
About the same. About the same.
Maybe like one less. And also, the moves they made were unexpected. Because they just brought back all the same guys.
Yes.
Like, I didn't in a million years think that a month ago that Eddie Rosario and Jorge Soler would be on this team.
Yes.
It's like, all right, I guess they are.
And the other guy.
Yeah, and Luke Jackson's on the team, too. And Duvall they signed before the season started, and they got Jesse Chavez back. Like, they just got all the guys back that were here, which is a little surprising to me. I also did think that they'd get a starting pitcher, but I understand why they didn't. But I did think that they would, but they didn't.
I thought maybe he would too.
Yeah.
But I also didn't expect him to give up a whole lot for one.
No,
but
I didn't.
That's kind of what he does.
And that's the thing. Like, you saw the teams that actually did go out and get bigger name guys. They did have to give up quite a bit. Like, there was pretty high asking price. And reportedly, the asking price for Luis Robert in Chicago and for Garrett Crochet, like, they were asking for the farm. So I get it why they didn't do it. Still, I mean, I don't know. I'm a YOLO guy when it comes to deadlines, but that's why I would be a terrible general manager. So I've said this a lot of times.
Well, the farm system doesn't win you a World Series. Well, it might 10 years from now.
Yeah, later it might. Yeah.
Is Dyson Daniels showing at the Olympics giving you more optimism about the Hawks' potential this season?
No.
No. But
okay.
I do like that he's
stats?
No. I've watched him play. I'll be honest, I was not familiar with Dyson Daniels particularly, other than what kind of insiders said about him post trade. But having watching him play in the lead up, some of those warm up games, and then watching him play one of the Olympic games already, he's a legitimate perimeter lockdown guy.
Yes.
Which is awesome. That's something the Hawks desperately needed. I still don't think the Hawks roster overall is all that good. So, I mean, I still kind of think they're you know, play-in-ish, which is what they've been for years now. So, no. Nope.
All right, between, let's see, as fantasy drafts begin around the country, who's one player you think is a major sleeper ready for a breakout?
I'm just telling you
not
right
sure
now.
If this is Falcons or not.
I'm putting it out there, all right, because, you know, I am the defending 92.9 The Game fantasy champion. Got the belt at home to show y'all that. But I'm just telling you right now, Andy, you have got to make sure you keep your eye on this dude. All right.
All right. Who okay? is it?
I can see him in an aspect where he is the biggest fantasy winner ever.
Who
like
is
as far
it?
As yards, yeah, yeah. touchdowns, yeah. everything.
Could all be right? the number one pick if people
Could
knew what they were
the
doing.
Could be the number one pick if people knew what yeah. they were doing. Christian McCaffrey.
Good call there. He's having a good little spring. Good
Thanks,
little
Bo.
Training camp.
Yeah. Thank you.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Who you got?
Never. I don't know. Ever heard of that guy. So that was a good one. I've heard Jalen McMillan's doing a really good job down in Tampa. He might be the number one option for Baker Mayfield. And he went to the University of Washington. So sleep on him at your own peril.
Speaking of University, I'm sorry, not Tampa, Tristan Wirfs. 5 year, he got his money.
It's a lot of money.
He got his
so
bread.
That's helpful for Jalen McMillan,
yeah, he got
too.
His bread.
The guy that protects Baker
yep.
will have more time to yep. throw it to Jalen McMillan.
He got his bread.
I think you might, you got a wide receiver sleeper there.
Which one? What number was he? 6?
11.
11. Who's number? No, not number 6.
Was you're thinking of 4. 4 was Jalen Polk.
That's Polk, yeah, okay.
Every team's got multiple Jalens now.
Which one is Jalen?
Jalen McMillan.
Jalen Polk, he's coming back or he's left?
No, he left. Everyone left.
Everyone left.
Okay. Everyone left. Either they went to the NFL or they went to another school. Like the fourth leading receiver is now out at
Hold
Alabama.
On. Hold on, Doc. I just saw something interesting. What we talked about out there. Like, my man, Offset and Cardi B getting divorced.
Man.
Damn it.
Just it makes you question your faith in love.
Yeah,
it?
Man. If they can't make it, nobody can.
Who can? Who
can? Damn it.
Dang it. Well, now my day is ruined.
I know, man. What am I going to do? All
Thanks
no more Offset and Cardi B.
God.
Cardi B.
Well, we'll try to collect ourselves. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this.
Oh, my God.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why?
What it is, Atlanta. Happy Trivia Thursday.
Happy Trivia Thursday to all the 92.9 The Game listeners out there. And now,
welcome back, Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
There it is.
There it is.
That's what we like.
There we go.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday. The trillest rendition of the Olympic theme that we can find. We'll get to the a big story of the day coming up in about 20 minutes. Smoke and Joe Patrick at 1:20. The AMA is an hour away as well. It's going to be an action-packed 1 o'clock hour. We're also going to get to the back page with Bo in just a minute as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, the Olympic update. We talked about it already. Men's U.S. team beat South Sudan. It was great because you heard some different stories about, because the one thing that we talked about when they first played, they almost beat the U.S.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they don't have any indoor courts right. and nothing like that. They're talking about they're building one as we speak. Should be done by the end of the year and everything. And we all know how great Luau Deng has been when it comes to that
yeah,
team.
For sure.
I mean, out of pocket. Now, he made a lot of money.
He made a lot of money
in the NBA.
Yeah.
But out of
Good
pocket
for him.
But, I mean, they just, I think offensively they were fine. Lockdown defense. When Steph starts shooting like Steph, it's a wrap.
Yeah, yeah.
When Steph starts shooting like Steph, it's a wrap.
Yeah, there's a couple things yes. that once they kind of tweak them and figure it out,
right.
They're going to win the gold medal,
yes.
But they're probably going to win it easily. And yeah, Steph shooting is one of it. Just kind of the starting lineup when they figure out exactly who they want to go with in that lineup because they've mixed it up quite a bit.
I think it should be Steph, Braun, KD, AD, and I'm trying to think that probably Drew Holiday.
Could be Drew Holiday. You could maybe put Derek White in it,
yeah.
But I also don't want to disrupt the unit that they found
yes.
that is the best
yes.
five that
yes.
they have going right
yes.
now. Like, they got to find a way for the LeBron, Steph, AD minutes.
Is that why they, because that unit you're talking about, is that probably why they start Booker and those guys to get them in there?
Probably because they don't fit with that second
right.
unit. Like, they don't make sense with that second unit. With the second unit, by the way, being Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, Holiday, White, and then bam.
Yeah.
Which is really, I know KD's not known as like an incredible defender, but he's long and he can make life hard for folks, especially against South Sudan. Like so many dudes on South Sudan's body types kind of similar to what KD's is. But those other four guys, they're going to suffocate you. Like there's nothing you can do when those guys decide you're not going to score on them. Because if you somehow get past the perimeter defense, then Bam's in there just to erase everything.
Yes.
Like it's crazy how good that group has gelled together. The other thing too for me is like I don't know, I maybe sometimes miss some of the discourse about some of the certain aspects of the NBA. I think I'm pretty tuned in with the NBA, but like I didn't realize that there was this faction of basketball fans that think that Steve Kerr's not a good coach.
I don't know. This man got four championships.
Yeah, and not only that, but like has you know done it a couple of different ways with the Warriors, and like I don't know, took a team that was pretty good, and then immediately installed a system that made them thrive in a way that they hadn't done before. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, but like you know they played bad in a couple of those warm up games. People were like, see, this is Steve Kerr's rotations for you. It's like, well, Kerr figured out that five coming off the bench together. Like, does he get credit? I don't understand the criticism.
The great thing is, like, he came out and basically said something about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, man, this is FIBA. All right. And the great advantage that he has is that you can leave, but you can't ask for a trade. You can't do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, again, this is, and I always say preference everything, and this is how I think about stuff. I don't understand that getting in irate about something that does not affect you the way that people are getting irate about Jason Tatum not playing.
Sure.
Like, really? Like, especially since he didn't say nothing.
No. He was sad looking.
He was sad.
He was sad looking.
His face
was talking.
He was light-skinned sad. Okay? He was. All right? He was like how Drake looked when They Not Like Us dropped. All right? Okay? He light-skinned sad. All right, but D didn't say nothing, okay? Didn't say nothing.
Nope.
Didn't say nothing. So for me to be irate about that.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
I do like the conspiracy theories, though.
I don't.
I love them.
It's
love
amazing.
Them because they're obviously not true.
Because
but
my
like,
thing is, like, y'all are bringing more attention by you hollering about this man.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
3-15 over 5 he signed 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But
Spoelstra was like.
And then he got a bad chick. Got him a baddie.
No, he's doing great.
He's doing great. He don't need Randy.
And as soon as you start stacking him against the people that are criticizing him, he's beating them as well. But that's irrelevant. Like, that doesn't matter. No one cares about any of the reality of it.
Yeah.
They care about being outraged by something for the day. And then, again, I do enjoy the conspiracy theories because while they're not true, they're kind of funny. Like, the idea of Steve Kerr and Eric Spoelstra getting together and like, all right, we have an opportunity here. We have an opportunity to try to sow a little discord in some of these teams that we can't beat. Spo can't beat the Celtics. You kidding me? I know they did a couple years ago, but they can't beat them anymore.
Yeah.
They finally got over the hump. Spoelstra's like, all right, here's what you got to do. Sit Tatum. First of all, don't let Jaylen Brown on the team.
Hey, Grant.
Don't let Jaylen Brown on the team.
Hey, don't let him on.
So make him mad.
Yes, yes.
Let Tatum on. Don't play him. And then let Derek White on and only play Derek White.
Yes.
So just to throw everything off. Throw up their whole nucleus up there in Boston. And then Steve Kerr's like, that's a great idea. That's how you're going to retake the East. What am I going to do in the West? And Spoelstra's like, just only play guys from the West a lot of minutes. Just play them all the most minutes. So they're exhausted. LeBron James is going to be 40 by the time the season kicks off next year. Make sure he plays 35 minutes a night in the Olympics.
Unbelievable.
Get the tread off the tires for when the season comes back around. That's not what they're doing, but it would be really funny if it was. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hello, Bo.
More Olympic stuff here for you. This is a little. So this is what Uncle Snoop, who has just been the most freshening breath of the entire Olympics. This is Snoop and his conversation with the U.S. volleyball team before they put the beat down on Serbia yesterday.
I had a chance to meet these ladies and fell in love with them. I love their whole strategic approach as far as how they keep teamwork and keep family and sisterhood. That's so important to me, and I just love supporting them.
Any advice for them today?
Do what y'all do, baby. Bring home the gold. I'll be at home waiting on y'all.
Wait, what?
You got win to go.
Home meaning United States, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, is that you, Snoop's coming home?
So I was watching last night, and like this is my favorite part of the Snoop addition to the Olympics experience. Is like a lot of it is kind of what's the word? Like, this is kind of fun, right? Like, I'd send him out there and do fun, silly stuff. But then also, like, Tirico just had him in studio last night, like, legitimately asking him questions about the teams. And he was like, yeah, here's what I like about this team. The way that this, like, he's just analyzing now. Like, it's not
he's
just
all up in the middle of it.
It's not just for fun anymore. Like, he's actually an Olympic analyst, which is great. I don't know. Here's probably my favorite part about him. And Kevin Hart's been a part of some of the stuff that they've done leading up to it and over there and all that. And Kenan Thompson and just other, like, non-traditional broadcasters. Is like, the Olympics have so historically been broadcast in such a, like, a buttoned up, stuffy, kind of snobby way.
Yes.
And, like, sports don't have to be broadcast
it
like that.
Not.
That's my favorite thing about the modern landscape of sports broadcasting is, like, the Pat McAfees and the, obviously, Snoop being a part of this. And there's just, like, the Manning casts and stuff like that.
The unorthodox.
Is people are like, yeah, no, it's just sports. Not everybody has to act like they're, like, a Rhodes Scholar or something like that.
Just
now, it very much annoys the old school broadcasters.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
Yeah, just
I
talk
love
sports.
Yeah, dude, people like it. You know why? Because it's just a likable, like, funny person. You don't have to make it that
serious. We had that question a couple weeks ago about McAfee. I don't watch the show because it's on when we're in everything like that. He does not make me watch sports more. But I like his middle finger.
It's great.
Yes.
It's great. And also his sort of, like, laid back.
Yes.
This is how we talk about stuff when the cameras are off. So this is how we're going to talk about stuff when the cameras are on mentality.
Exactly.
Which is what sports fans want.
Yes.
And I think it's what people have wanted for a really long time. Now it's just much more mainstream.
It's okay to untuck your shirt and have fun when talking about sports.
Because you know what it is? Sports.
It's sports.
Games. Entertainment. You know what I mean? Relax.
Yes. Here's one more from Snoop as he talks about the overall vibe in Paris.
I had a chance to meet these ladies and fell in love with them. I love them. This is an exceptional venue, great view. I mean, Paris really went overboard with putting this together. This is a spectacle. As far as having these events at these monumental places, bringing the people out from all over the world, this is beautiful. Beach volleyball in front of the Eiffel Tower. Who would have
thought? It's really
cool. That is really, really cool to see beach volleyball right there and everything. And again, Paris, it's cool to say you've been to Paris. Paris is trash.
Really?
So, yes. It's okay. You know what, Andy? You wouldn't like it. Because I don't like... Okay. Let me rephrase.
Let me go back.
Okay.
There's all about to be a lot of money spent on a Paris trip in the next couple of years, sure.
No. I've been, like, Paris is cool with Chalet and everything, but it's cooler more to say you've been there than actually being there. Like, they don't believe in air conditioning. Like, I be telling everybody.
It's hot.
And nobody believes me when I tell you this, dude. Pack your air. All right?
Or don't go in the summer. Right,
the food is not good.
Really?
No, it's not.
I thought it was, like, famous for food.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Unless you got them damn funny acting taste buds. I don't got no funny acting taste buds, okay?
Didn't try any escargot while you were there?
Yeah, no, I don't got funny acting taste buds, all right? All right? I don't do that. You know? It was...
No steak tartare?
No. I don't got no funny acting taste buds, all right?
So...
all right? I'm just telling you, dude, it ain't all that, dog.
So, like, if you have a funny acting taste bud,
what would you
like?
If you got funny acting taste buds, you like all that stuff. You know, the little ass plates. The little ass plates with a slice of damn ham on it, and they call it something else with something else on it, with the cheese and the green stuff. Don't go out there. I'm telling you, unless y'all going shopping, all right? Unless you're going over to go shopping.
Which
you're going to go shopping, Paris is overrated.
That's the last thing I want to do in Paris.
But that's
I want to walk around and see the old buildings and stuff and learn about
it. Damn them buildings. Damn them buildings.
That's what the internet's for, I guess.
I want to go see them.
Damn them buildings, man.
The old cathedrals.
Damn them buildings. You ain't going to Paris to shop. You're not going to have a good time in Paris.
I'm not going to shop. I hate shopping. I don't like shopping anywhere.
But last time I went, I loved to shop. That's when I actually wore shoes.
I don't need any French clothing.
No, but I'm saying, other than that.
I can't even begin to imagine how expensive it would be to shop in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't that part about it.
Or would it be cheaper because that's where all those stuff's made?
It ain't about that,
dog. Imported
over
here.
I doubt it.
I'm just telling you.
That's probably right.
I'm just telling you. Most people I know that think like I think say the same thing.
So I'm assuming, you know, it's been kind of hard to escape seeing pictures of this guy, but have y'all seen the freaking assassin that Turkey sent over to compete in the 10-meter air pistol?
Yes.
This guy, Yusuf Dicek,
I also saw the South Korean woman.
51-year-old dude goes up in there with no freaking goggles or any of that funny cheating stuff that covers up the eye for you.
Oh, yeah.
With his hand in his pocket.
Yes.
One hand with the air pistol, just with his regular old glasses on, wins a silver medal.
Boy, he a damn squirrel worse nightmare.
That's not an assassin. Oh, yeah. Or worse. This is with an air pistol. Can you imagine that guy with like a rifle? Hey, man, he probably is an assassin in the Turkish army.
Hey, man. You let a squirrel run on his front yard.
They wouldn't do it.
Pick him!
They wouldn't do it twice. They've probably seen their comrades fall. They wouldn't do it twice, that's for sure. Yeah, no, that South Korean lady was awesome, too. She did the same thing, like little hand on the side.
She looked so bored.
She looked so unimpressed by the whole thing, which is like, I don't know. They always say, like, the best athletes make it look easy, you know? She made it look like she didn't want to be there.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the shooting competitions, Neela. How they get all this helpful equipment and all this stuff, and they're all in funny poses. That's not how you shoot anything.
They have one called trap shooting, which would be really funny to say you're a gold medalist in trap shooting. I don't even know what trap shooting is. I just know that's what it's called. Oh, when did you get a gold in? Trap shooting. Oh, damn.
Was you shooting at the block?
Damn, you must be tough.
And if he was here, he would probably know. Like, no, never mind. I'm thinking about Abe. I said the weirdest event to compete in. But Abe,
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure we need to pull up a list of, the, like, and I know Abe will probably know, like, do-rag tying or something like
what it is, Atlanta. Happy Trivia Thursday.
Happy Trivia Thursday to all the 92.9 The Game listeners out there. And now,
welcome back, Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
There we go. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday, the trillest rendition of the Olympic theme that we can find. We'll get to the a big story of the day coming up in about 20 minutes. Smoking Joe Patrick at 1:20. The AMA is an hour away as well. It's going to be an action-packed 1 o'clock hour. We're also going to get to the back page with Bo in just a minute as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, the Olympic update. We talked about it already. Men's U.S. team beat South Sudan. It was great because you heard some different stories because the one thing that we talked about when they first played, they almost beat the U.S. They don't have any indoor courts and nothing like that. They're talking about they're building one as we speak. Should be done by the end of the year and everything. And we all know how great Luau Deng has been when it comes to that team.
For sure.
I mean, out of pocket. Now, he made a lot of money.
He made a lot of money in the NBA. Yeah.
But out of I think offensively they were fine. Lockdown defense. When Steph starts shooting like Steph, it's a wrap.
Yeah, yeah.
Starts shooting like Steph, it's a wrap.
Yeah, there's a couple things that once they kind of tweak them and figure it out, they're going to win the gold medal, but they're probably going to win it easily. Steph shooting is one of it. Just kind of the starting lineup, when they figure out exactly who they want to go with in that lineup, because they've mixed it up quite a bit.
I think it should be Steph, Braun, KD, AD, and I'm trying to think probably Drew Holiday.
Could be Drew Holiday. You could maybe put Derek White in it. Yeah. But I also don't want to disrupt the unit that they found that is the best five that they have going right now. Like, they got to find a way for the LeBron, Steph, AD minutes.
Because that unit you're talking about, is that probably why they start Booker and those guys to get them in there?
Probably because they don't fit with that second unit. Like, they don't make sense with that second unit. With the second unit, by the way, being Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, Holiday, White, and then Bam.
Yeah.
Which is really, I know KD's not known as like an incredible defender, but he's long and he can make life hard for folks, especially against South Sudan. Like, so many dudes on South Sudan's body types kind of similar to what KD's is. But those other four guys, they're going to suffocate you. Like, there's nothing you can do when those guys decide you're not going to score on them. Because if you somehow get past the perimeter defense, then Bam's in there just to erase everything.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy how good that group has gelled together. The other thing, too, for me is, like, I don't know. I maybe sometimes miss some of the discourse about some of the, I don't know, certain aspects of the NBA. I think I'm pretty tuned in with the NBA. But, like, I didn't realize that there was this faction of basketball fans that think that Steve Kerr's not a good coach.
I don't know. This man got four championships.
Yeah, and not only that, but like has done it a couple of different ways with the Warriors, and like I don't know, took a team that was pretty good and then immediately installed a system that made them thrive in a way that they hadn't done before. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. But, like, you know, they played bad in a couple of those warm-up games. People were like, see, this is Steve Kerr's rotations for you. But it's like, well, Kerr figured out that five coming off the bench together. Like, does he get credit? The I don't thing, understand the criticism.
The great
criticism.
Thing is, like, he came out and basically said something about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, man, this is FIBA. All right. And the great advantage that he has is that you can leave, but you can't ask for a trade. You can't do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, again, this is, and I always say preference everything, and this is how I think about stuff. I don't understand that getting in irate about something that does not affect you the way that people are getting irate about Jason Tatum not playing.
Sure.
Like, really? Like, especially since he didn't say nothing.
No. He was sad looking.
He was sad.
He was sad looking.
His face
was talking.
He was light-skinned sad. Okay? He was. All right? He was like how Drake looked when They Not Like Us dropped. All right? Okay? He light-skinned sad. All right, but D didn't say nothing, okay? Didn't say nothing.
Nope.
Didn't say nothing. So for me to be irate about that.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
I do like come the conspiracy on, theories, though.
I don't.
I love them.
It's
I love
amazing.
Them because they're obviously not true.
Because
but
my
like,
thing is, like, y'all are bringing more attention by you hollering about this man.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
3-15 over 5 he signed 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. But
what a ring.
But Spoelstra was like.
And then he got a bad chick. Got him a baddie.
No, he's doing great.
He's doing great.
He's doing great.
He don't need Randy.
And as soon as you start stacking him against the people that are criticizing him, he's beating them as well. But that's irrelevant. Like, that doesn't matter. No one cares about any of the reality of it.
Yeah.
They care about being outraged by something for the day. And then, again, I do enjoy the conspiracy theories because while they're not true, they're kind of funny. Like, the idea of Steve Kerr and Eric Spoelstra getting together and like, all right, we have an opportunity here. We have an opportunity to try to sow a little discord
exactly.
in some of these teams that we can't beat. Spo can't beat the Celtics. You kidding me? I know they did a couple years ago, but they can't beat them anymore.
Yeah.
They finally got over the hump. Spoelstra's like, all right, here's what you got to do. Sit Tatum. First of all, don't let Jaylen Brown on the team.
Hey, Grant.
Don't let Jaylen Brown on the team.
Hey, don't let him on.
So make him mad.
Yes, yes.
Let Tatum on. Don't play him. And then let Derek White on and only play Derek White.
Yes.
So just to throw everything off. Throw up their whole nucleus up there in Boston. And then Steve Kerr's like, that's a great idea. That's how you're going to retake the East. What am I going to do in the West? And Spoelstra's like, just only play guys from the West a lot of minutes. Just play them all the most minutes. So they're exhausted. LeBron James is going to be 40 by the time the season kicks off next year. Make sure he plays 35 minutes a night in the Olympics.
Unbelievable.
Get the tread off the tires for when the season comes back around. That's not what they're doing, but it would be really funny if it was. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hello, Bo.
More Olympic stuff here for you. This is a little. So this is what Uncle Snoop, who has just been the most freshening breath of the entire Olympics. This is Snoop and his conversation with the U.S. volleyball team before they put the beat down on Serbia yesterday.
I had a chance to meet these ladies and fell in love with them. I love their whole strategic approach as far as how they keep teamwork and keep family and sisterhood. That's so important to me, and I just love supporting them.
Any advice for them today?
Do what y'all do, baby. Bring home the gold. I'll be at home waiting on y'all.
Wait, what?
You got win to go.
Home meaning United States, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, is that you, Snoop's coming home?
So I was watching last night, and this is my favorite part of the Snoop addition to the Olympics experience. Is like a lot of it is kind of, what's the word? This is kind of fun, right? Like, I'd send him out there and do fun, silly stuff. But then also, like, Tirico just had him in studio last night, like, legitimately asking him questions about the teams. And he was like, yeah, here's what I like about this team. The way that this, like, he's just analyzing now. Like, it's not
he's
just
all up in the middle of it.
It's not just for fun anymore. Like, he's actually an Olympic analyst, which is great. I don't know. Here's probably my favorite part about him. And Kevin Hart's been a part of some of the stuff that they've done leading up to it and over there and all that. And Kenan Thompson and just other, like, non-traditional broadcasters. Is like, the Olympics have so historically been broadcast in such a, like, a buttoned up,
snooty,
stuffy, very kind of snobby way.
Yes.
And sports don't have to be broadcast
it
like
does
that.
Not.
That's my favorite thing about the modern landscape of sports broadcasting is like the Pat McAfees and the obviously Snoop being a part of this, and there's just like the Manning casts and stuff like that.
The unorthodox.
Is people are like, yeah, no, it's just sports. Not everybody has to act like they're like a Rhodes Scholar or something like that.
Just
now, it very much annoys the old school broadcasters.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. I love
it. Just
I love
talk sports.
Yeah, dude, people like it. You know why? Because it's just a likable, like, funny person. You don't have to make it that
serious. We had that question a couple weeks ago about McAfee. I don't watch the show because it's on when we're in everything like that. He does not make me watch sports more. But I like his middle finger.
It's great.
Yes.
It's great. And also his sort of like laid back.
Yes.
This is how we talk about stuff when the cameras are off. So this is how we're going to talk about stuff when the cameras are on mentality, which is what sports fans want. Yes. And I think it's what people have wanted for a really long time. Now it's just much more mainstream.
It's okay to untuck your shirt and have fun.
Yeah.
When talking about sports.
Because you know what it is? Sports.
It's sports.
Games. Entertainment. You know what I mean? Relax. Yes.
Here's one more from Snoop as he talks about the overall vibe in Paris.
I had a chance to meet these ladies and fell in love with them. I love them. This is an exceptional venue, great view. I mean, Paris really went overboard with putting this together. This is a spectacle. As far as having these events at these monumental places, bringing the people out from all over the world, this is beautiful. Beach volleyball in front of the Eiffel Tower. Who would have
thought?
It's really
cool. That is really, really cool to see beach volleyball right there and everything. And again, Paris, it's cool to say you've been to Paris. Paris is trash.
Really?
So, yes. It's okay. You know what, Andy? You wouldn't like it. Because I don't like... Okay. Let me rephrase.
Let me go back.
Okay.
There's all about to be a lot of money spent on a Paris trip in the next couple of years, sure.
No. I've been, like, Paris is cool, but Chalet and everything. But it's cooler more to say you've been there than actually being there. Like, they don't believe in air conditioning. Like, I be telling everybody.
Oh, it's hot,
and nobody believes me when I tell you this, dude. Pack your air. All right?
Or don't go in the right summer. There.
The food is not good.
Really?
No, it's not.
I thought it was like famous for food.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Unless you got them damn funny acting taste buds. I don't got no funny acting taste buds, okay?
Didn't try any escargot while you were there?
Yeah, no, I don't got funny acting taste buds, all right? All right? I don't do that. You know? It was...
No steak tartare?
No. I don't got no funny acting taste buds, all right?
So...
all right? I'm just telling you, dude, it's not, it ain't all that, dog.
So, like, if you have a funny acting taste bud, what would you like?
If you got funny acting taste buds, you like all that stuff. You know, the little-ass plates. with a slice of damn ham on it, and they call it something else with something else on it, with a cheese in the green stuff. Don't go out there. I'm telling you. Unless y'all going shopping, all right? Unless you're going over to go shopping.
Which
unless you're going to go shopping, Paris is overrated.
That's the last thing I want to do in Paris.
But that's what
I want to walk around and see the old buildings and stuff and learn about
them. Damn them buildings. Damn them buildings.
That's what the internet's for, I guess.
I want to go see them.
Damn them buildings, man.
There's the old cathedrals.
Damn them buildings. You ain't going to Paris to shop. You're not going to have a good time in Paris.
I'm not going to shop. I hate shopping. I don't like shopping anywhere.
But the last time I went, I loved to shop. That's when I actually wore
what
shoes.
Are we? Oh, yeah. I'm not. I don't need any French clothing.
No, but I'm saying, other than that.
I can't even begin to imagine how expensive it would be to shop in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't that part about it.
Or would it be cheaper because that's where all those stuff's made?
It ain't about that,
dog. Imported
over
here.
I doubt it.
I'm just telling you.
You're probably right.
I'm just telling you. Most people I know that think like I think say the same thing.
So I'm assuming, you know, it's been kind of hard to escape seeing pictures of this guy, but have y'all seen the freaking assassin that Turkey sent over to compete in the 10-meter air pistol?
Yes.
This guy, Yusuf Dicek.
I also saw the South Korean woman.
51-year-old dude goes up in there with no freaking goggles or any of that funny cheating stuff that covers up the eye for you.
Oh, yeah.
With his hand in his pocket.
Yes.
One hand with the air pistol, just with his regular old glasses on, wins a silver medal.
Boy, he a damn squirrel worse nightmare.
That's not an assassin. Oh, yeah. Or worse. This is with an air pistol. Can you imagine that guy with, like, a rifle? Hey, man, he probably is an assassin in the Turkish army.
Hey, man. You let a squirrel run on his front yard.
They wouldn't do it.
Pick him!
They wouldn't do it twice.
They've probably seen their comrades fall.
They wouldn't do it twice, that's for sure. Yeah, no, that South Korean lady was awesome, too. She did the same thing, like little hand on the side.
She
looked so bored. She looked so unimpressed by the whole thing, which is like, I don't know. They always say, like, the best athletes make it look easy, you know? She made it look like she didn't want to be there.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the shooting competitions, Nilo. How they get all this helpful equipment and all this stuff, and they're all in funny poses. That's not how you shoot anything.
They have one called trap shooting, which would be really funny to say you were a gold medalist in trap shooting. I don't even know what trap shooting is. I just know that's what it's called. Oh, what'd you get a gold in? Trap shooting. Oh, damn.
Was you shooting at the block?
Damn, he must be. You must be tough.
And if he was here, he would probably know. Like, no, never mind. I'm thinking about Abe. I said the weirdest, like, weirdest event to compete in. But Abe,
oh, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure we need to pull up a list of, like, and I know Abe would probably know, like, do-rag time or something like that.
Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Gold medalist.
Gold medalist, do-rag time.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.